please, don't hurt me again, baby. Yo, don't hurt me again. Yo, welcome to the bonus episode of the PPAC. This might make it in or it might not. Quite frankly, it's just shit we feel like talking about, and we didn't feel like dedicating the whole episode to it. It's your big homie Nico, and my big brother Rooster. I was born 3 months earlier, but he always on time. You feel me?
He big bro, man. Don't let him lie to you. He big bro.
I'm not big bro, nigga. I'm pimping.
This is just a topic that I had thought about while recording another podcast that we decided we wanted to do separately, just because it might be a little too vulgar, it might be a little too controversial. So that's why it's a bonus episode. It might stay in the vault. It might come out one time. We in a job spell. You just never know.
This might be the snippet that make us go viral one day. We don't know.
Hell yeah. So basically, this is just a critique of why it seems like minority leagues that would be in a beloved franchise seem to always, even though they're the clear love, you just, god damn, fucking thing throwing the shit out of me. Alright. It's a topic of why do minority leagues, diverse hires, even though we're out here for them and everything, why does it seem like when they're put into a series or injected into a series, you can, as the obvious way to meet a diversity quota, whatever the case may be, whenever they're in the series themselves, they write the characters in, and they even though they're a clear love interest in the series, they don't put them as a love interest. Like, what's with that? Off the first hand, I think it's just because they wrote them in for a specific fact, being diverse, right? But they knew, like, but they wrote them in to be diverse, but they knew that the dynamic would cause for them to be in the beginning like sexual partners and things of that nature. But instead of doing that, instead of making Middle America too angry and making them a diverse couple with the lead actor, whatever, lead actress, they make the minority the diverse hire, whatever you want to say, gay.
LGBTQ+.
Gay on the friend zone. But the reason why I just brought this up, because apparently in a new, I haven't seen it, but apparently in a new Buzz Lightyear, the film Lightyear ratings just plummeted because there was a same-sex couple in the movie, which I don't too much care for. But when I saw who the same-sex couple was with, I got kind of upset, because from the trailers of the movie, it looks like there's a black woman in the movie, which I do appreciate. We need to see more black people in the movies based in the future and stuff. Show a future with black folks, because we know we're gonna be here. If anything, it's gonna be more of us than them. But they have the black woman, who clearly in the trailer looks as if, and they portray her as if she's gonna be a love interest to Buzz Lightyear. But in the movie, there's actually a scene where she has a same-sex couple with her and the Asian woman, which makes it even worse, and a mixed child. So, what are your thoughts on that? Like, and I'll give you another prime example. John Boyega even said this about his Star Wars appearance. I don't know if you saw that Star Wars or whatever, right? But John Boyega even said this about his Star Wars role. He said he loved it. He said it was like very groundbreaking and things like that. But if you watch the trailer of the movie, you thought he was going to have more. First off, you thought he was going to be like the first stone trooper to be a Jedi or whatever, right? But it turns out this nigga was a stone trooper janitor in the series.
Oh,
this nigga was a stone trooper janitor in the series, right?
Right.
That just eventually woke up or something. But no, nigga, why the fuck? how the fuck would you write in one of the only few black people that's like actually have a significant amount of line of fucking gender? Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? That's first off. What's the fuck wrong with y'all, Lucas Field, Disney? And Disney behind this one too. There's a lot you want to see. But not only that, there's a clear love, there's a clear relationship underneath the surface of him and the lead character, which is a white female in the Star Wars movie, right? But why do they never kiss throughout the movie, right? They never kiss. They never hug anything like that. But at the end of the movie, this nigga John Boyega, he's a character, gets put into a coma, and they had a white bitch kiss him on the forehead.
What the fuck?
This nigga, and he went into a coma saving her. But instead of her even kissing him on the lips, they make her say thank you for being such a good friend and kiss this brother on the lips. What the fuck is wrong? There's a white kiss this brother on the lips. I mean on the forehead. Like for what?
I picked the wrong instrument for this shit. This shit is way too happy for this shit.
Like, yeah, keep it happy. Keep it happy, because I tell you, join finding out people bullshit.
Now, I'm going to say first thing first, sexuality shouldn't be put in certain mediums because of the fact of who would consume it. Like, I think the one good thing about the film rating in America that we keep is segregated in the sense of, not segregated, but age separate. Like, certain kids can't watch certain movies. Like, anything rated R, rated mature, 17 and up, PG-13, R,
yeah.
X, like certain movies you just can't show to children. That's good, but I don't feel like sexuality should be discussed to a child. Like, that's more along the lines of when they're old enough and mature enough to know who they're attracted to. When children start asking questions, they shouldn't have a movie that could potentially influence a decision.
Man. I get what you're saying, bro, but I want you to speak on the stuff I was just talking about. I don't care about the sexuality. I'm going to go into this first because this is a problem.
I mean, shit.
This is a problem.
Nigga, damn. Hold up, bro. Chill out. It ain't that deep.
I might go around and kill somebody.
Okay, nigga, you do that shit, fuck your life up. I'm still going to be on the podcast.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna be on it too, nigga.
All right, but still, live from the cell. Live from the cell. Hey, get it how you living? Okay, let's keep this sensible though. I can understand. I know why they're not doing it. Basically, I can't understand it. But you said it yourself, pissing off middle America. The people who consume these films don't want to see interracial couples, but the majority of that money is made in places where racism is still prevalent. Disney itself is a racist motherfuckers. Like, Walt Disney was a notoriously anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Nigga, why would they want to sell you an image of an interracial couple, be it LGBTQ, heterosexual, any of that shit? Why would they say that to somebody and they don't want to perpetuate that image anyway? Even certain casts, certain shows. Remember Shake It Up? You didn't see an interracial cast in that shit. Mickey and Minnie were both black. Daisy and Donald were both white. Goofy was a single father. Like, hey. You ain't see it from anywhere in the Disney catalog. And you still don't.
I feel like,
oh, it's fucked up, very fucked up, but you just ain't gonna see it. They ain't gonna show it to you. They ain't gonna show you an image they don't believe in.
I feel like even the only one that I can think of off the top of my head is Spider-Man and with Zendaya. I feel like these people, what they do though.
I mean, she's biracial enough.
These people, what they do though. Hear me out. They don't want to see. If the diverse person or the minority person in question is like a side character, they don't mind them having them in an interracial relationship with another minority or with somebody else, depending on like how many speaking lines they have. But when it comes to them being the main character, they're not gonna have them with somebody that is easily distinguishable that they have a different ethnicity. They're not gonna have them with a darker skin Hispanic person. They're gonna have them with a African American person, a person with just more melanin in their skin. They're not gonna have them with an Asian person with extremely Asian features. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna have them with a darker skinned Indian person.
Facts.
They're gonna have them with somebody that's either ambiguous. And you got, they ain't gonna have them with either someone that's either ambiguous that you gotta double take it or you gotta Google them like a Zendaya.
And the closest you've gotten to an interracial couple in a Disney movie was Princess and the Frog, and he was Spanish.
A frog. Oh, Spanish.
He was Spanish.
Even that, he was like that. He was darker skinned Spanish. Exactly. He wasn't even one.
Or Princess, or Rapunzel, Tangled. Flynn Rider, you could argue that he was mixed race, or of a lesser True. Shade. True. He wasn't white. He was white, but he was dingy white.
So that's the thing, though. It's like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, we know what's going on. It's just, why the fuck y'all still doing this? Like, you either write us in, if you're gonna write us in, like, keep, make us, like, John, there's no reason that John Boyega's character in the entirety of the Star Wars franchise, even in the second iteration where he was in, they still had this nigga in a coma. You understand? And these people talking about she gotta save her friend and things like that. Well, bitch, you got. First off, you should have gave him some play shit. He went in a coma for your ass.
Exactly.
That's first
Wait,
off.
Was
but
he
the
gay
thing,
or
you know,
was he what?
No. In the movie, they had obvious sexual chemistry. That's the thing.
Oh.
But instead of writing them in the scene in the movie as lovers, they did that shit on purpose, though, because they. Even though they obviously were supposed to be a couple. Like probably in the Marcos or in the script and everything, right? They decided to take a turn towards the end of the movie and just make her friends on them instead of showing some type of affection between one another. So that's the problem. So that's the problem, but it's even a bigger problem, and we're not even discussing other shit that we're gonna see in there that we just can't think of right now. But it's a huge problem for no reason. Like if you're gonna write someone, it's not for no reason. But if you're gonna write someone in there, bro, just write them in there the way they're supposed to be. Because at that point, you diminishing the art, and you making even the people who would like to point out these quote-unquote social justice warriors even more justified in their arguments, because all you're doing is writing in somebody for the sake of being diverse, and then you pigeonholing them once you're writing it in there. Either write us in there as minorities, or don't write us in there as all. Either write us in there fully, or don't write us in there at all. Because now you're just making people upset at us. It'll upset at people who want to vouch for us on our behalf, just out of the fact that you want to be fearful and not upset them too much. Well, if you don't put a nigga in the movie, just go ahead and let them be whoever the fuck they were supposed to be had they been white.
Hey,
they don't give people a reason of the way to say. They say every time a nigga get in the movie, they gotta fucking come and do this bullshit. They gotta make someone gay. They gotta do this and that. They don't move the plot forward. I mean, they make them go in the coma, shit like that. Like, you know, you get what I'm saying?
There's a YouTube short about this shit. The demasculinization of black men due to they lock our fathers up and sell us and raise us by women and then sell us this image of a gay black man that say and makes us feel like it's not that it's not okay. It's just it's not an image that should be sold to children. And they don't want to push the idea forward. Or think about people who own Disney, white people. What's the study? Me and you talked about a previous episode that by the year 2030 something, white people are going to be the minority in the world.
Yeah. If things continue to ramp up the way they are, yeah.
So why the hell would you want to see interracial babies and white men are dying out? And black men are becoming more and more fetishized. Black women and men are becoming more and more fetishized and desired by white people and other minorities. Think about it. Why would you sell an image that? Why would you sell the image of a future that you're afraid of?
But I get what you're saying, bro. And that helps to my point, though. If that's the case, then why even put us in it to begin with? He's like, bring us in there. Don't keep bring us in there at our fools. Don't keep bring us in there at all. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have all white cast than have a cast where some way is supposed. Obviously, they're not in a position. They're not written in the way they should be, just because of the simple fact that you're scared how viewers gonna take the movie if you write them a certain way, because, the way they should be written.
Because there's gonna be the backlash from not having a black character in the movie with a character that's written to be black coming out. Like, you had black audition, but you chose an actor that was clearly on the part only because you didn't want to sell the image of that character. I understand completely the racist mindset, the racist, sexist, and the self-preservation that comes in these bad decisions, but, man, at some point, man, you gotta concede and just do better.
You want a good example of one?
Go ahead, bro.
I haven't seen this Netflix series, but, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Never seen it.
Do you know of it, though? Alright, well, it's about this white woman who leaves a cult. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know, but, like, at the beginning of it, like, she's found to be in the cult, and then she escapes or whatever, gets rescued by the police or whatever the case may be. And she goes to New York, and she stumbles across this flamboyant, extremely flamboyant gay black male in New York. Okay, I understand. I'm not mad at the setting, because, okay, I understand that shit will happen, especially in New York, right? Boy, nigga, why the fuck would you?
Let's be honest, dog. None of this shit makes sense.
None of this shit makes sense, but they make it not make sense, because if it made sense, then they'll piss off the whites. But they scared that they gonna piss off the minorities, but by not having us in there. But in all actuality, they shouldn't. The whites right now is y'all majority audience, so I don't know why y'all trying to steady secure the minority vote. Cause y'all not getting it from me. If y'all being diverse just for the sake of being diverse, y'all ain't pushing nothing forward.
Facts. Like, if you're gonna represent a black character, represent the. Don't just make it be I'm black being the character. Give it some type of development. At least make the character a good character.
Exactly.
If you're gonna do that, if that's the goal for the character, if you're gonna make the character black, make it a good black character.
My nigga Ant-Man. See, I Ant-Man basically was just black dude. He could have been in replaced with any other generic black dude, if we're being honest.
Ant-Man. Shit, I can't.
Didn't push anything forward. He had a few speaking lines. He didn't have like 10 minutes worth of speaking lines. He had maybe 4 or 5 lines in the movie, which is decent in a Marvel movie. But like, bro, don't put him in there if y'all ain't gonna use him to help push the story forward. Like, at least have him be Ant-Man's best friend, and not just one random good guy in his group of friends. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
And show him like a black rock and shit like that. Like, why are you just putting him in there just to put him in there? Like, if that's the case, man, let's be honest. What most white people have friend groups that are only white people. The same way that most black folks only have friend groups that are only white. I mean, only black. Yeah.
I really ain't got many white friends.
I only got one white friend. So if we did a movie, it'll look like we got a diversity hire too.
That's an ally. What you talking about?
Yeah. But shit, man. Sure, that's it, man. That's all the rant I got for this, man. Unless you got something else you want to get to about. Damn, that's 40. Well, nah, we ain't did 40 minutes. Shit, how long was this bump?
Let me see.
About 15 or something.
20. Shit, 20. We can keep going about this shit, though. Like, we can talk about black roles that should have been black people.
Ooh. Ooh, that's
if
good.
If you want to do that.
Shoot, go ahead. Shoot, go ahead. Let's get into it.
I mean, let's be real. A big one for me. I ain't gonna say he should have been black, but it'd have been cooler if he was. The German and fucking Django.
Hey, I'm fucking with it. So having
a black German.
Having the way he was already like the shit that Django's going through, he already had to face as far as like being in black and having to deal with those type of people and shit like that.
Yep. Show him how to navigate the world instead of telling him that he needs to learn to navigate the world.
I got another one that's even bigger though, as far as franchise wise. The Matrix, Neo. I mean, we know that originally went with Will Smith, but if the script was written by a black woman, and everybody aside from the villain antagonist was meant to be black, which most of them, all of them are except for Neo, why the fuck wouldn't you want to keep trying to cast a black person instead of going from Will Smith to Keanu Reeves? Now, he killed the role, though. Don't get twisted. But if you look at the cast, you literally can tell that the movie was supposed to be headed by a black dude. It was supposed to be all black folks waking up from a simulation and realizing that it's this one entity that's presenting itself as a white man that's trying to keep everybody else in the simulation. That's how the movie is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a movie to stir up racism in a way, but it's supposed to be a movie to just put minority people on some weird, put minority people onto some game.
I just found something.
Go ahead.
Nigga,
go ahead.
That Vice got a story about how Ant-Man should have been black.
Should go into it.
Okay, let me pull it up. I'm gonna go to the other one too. All your favorite cartoon characters growing up were black.
Too. Also, but let's be remiss. We'll be remiss. The first time us as young men saw a white Green Lantern was in that first live action.
Oh God! I was gonna talk about that. Oh God!
How the fuck do you switch to Hal Jordan that fast when our whole childhood for like 15 plus years you had Green Lantern fucking black, but the minute you make a live action movie, you make some dirty ass white boy.
Bruh, you got a point. You got a good ass point. Fuck. That shit just dawned on me how right you are.
The whole time, it's not even like they did a
nigga, he was black. Even in the comic books, Hal Jordan is considered the black Green Lantern, considered one of the most powerful.
Up until the release of that movie, so it's like, what? But he was supposed to be black. Honestly, I feel like he was supposed to be the guy who was voicing him the whole time, which is fucking the martial artist.
Michael Jai White.
That was supposed to be. If they would have put him in that Green Lantern movie at that time, bro, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you this list of characters that aren't officially black but feel black to us.
Go ahead.
Arthur and his family from Arthur. I can see that. Can you not see that?
Hell, shoot, I ain't saying nothing. You already know. I understand.
Him from Powerpuff Girls.
I did too. I'm just not realizing that he was
the devil from Cow and Chicken.
Facts.
Skeeter and BB from Doug. I definitely see that one. If you didn't think they were black, something wrong with you. Now this next one debatable. Goofy and Max.
I see it.
I definitely can see it in the first movie for sure. In the first one, in the second movie, I don't know, Okay,
I see it bouncing like this. If they meant for him to be black, they wouldn't have had him even be a widower. He just wouldn't have had a wife.
On God.
He didn't have a race to this.
Pull out. His pull out game was just weak. Miss Bellion from Powerpuff Girls.
They wouldn't have made him a strong single father.
Facts. They'd have made him as mean as possible. Bitter. A bitter black man. They do us like that. Bitch ass niggas. Miss Bellum from Powerpuff Girls. First off, cause she was shot ahead the hip, the titty, the ass, the hip ratio out this world. Now this next one gonna be a good one. I'm gonna let you cook on this one if you feel it.
Right,
Michelangelo and Raphael from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This is 100% facts. This is 100% facts. Like, why else? Raphael be mad for no reason, and the reason why this nigga is usually mad is why? Because of what? It's because some white person done pissed him off by walking
exactly.
The streets of Brooklyn. What do you do? He takes up months himself to go and beat their ass up later on in through the night. Just some petty shit that a black person would do.
Oh God. And Michelangelo is a stoner.
A stoner, all he does is eat.
Eat and smoke.
Eat pizza. And he picked nunchucks, the most stylish of ninja weapons.
Oh God, nigga, he picked the most niggery shit. This nigga break dances when he fights. Not only are you getting your ass whooped, he's doing it acrobatically, boy.
Alright, go ahead. What's the next one gonna
be? Oh, I was gonna get into something else too. In the new live action Turtles, Raphael has a do-rag on, nigga.
What you love?
I swear to God.
Alright, now I gotta Google it.
Google it. Did you Google it?
What, you're lying. You're right, though.
Yes!
You're right, though.
Yes!
This nigga got a do-rag with eyes cut out of it.
Look at it!
I ain't seen that configuration before. I might have to try that for Halloween costume. I got a whole Michelangelo costume in my room. I ain't even know.
Nigga, that's a Raphael, nigga. Raphael with a red one, nigga. Nigga Raphael got a do-rag on with shades over the top of it.
Hey, no way. You're 100% right, my brother.
Oh, shit. But this next one gonna piss you off a little bit just because he's a drunk. A black uncle. Bender, Futurama. Bender, a nigga.
Bender, hell yeah.
Now this next one make me proud to be black. Sandy from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Sandy definitely a black lady.
I'm surprised they ain't said Piccolo.
They did. He was the first one.
Oh dang.
He was.
You
the
already
fit.
Knew that. Was
the yeah. I, hell yeah, nigga. Everybody know Piccolo the realest nigga in Dragon Ball. This nigga so real. He raised another nigga's son. All right, the next one, and my personal favorite. The Grimm from the Grimm Adventures of Billy and Mandy's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Low key. All right, you hear me out. Hear me out. I got a theory for that one. It just came to my mind. They made the same dynamic Bender has with those children and him being a West Indian, having a West Indian accent. Is
Jamaican.
Same.
Jamaican.
West Indian is like Jamaican in the islands. So I just said India because it's gonna tie to a bigger point. It's the same dynamic that you see with the rich people and their children, and when they hire West Indian nannies, whether that's from the Grenadines, whether that's from the Bahamas, whether that's from Trinidad, Jamaica. You see that a lot amongst rich people now. Where we're from, we just didn't see it that much. But in like cities like New York and LA, most nannies don't stop being Hispanic and now are West Indian.
Facts. Roger from American Dad.
Cause that's making them gay. I don't want to say it. Huh?
Nigga,
yeah, you like your sassy cousin. If we're being real,
I was finna say, nigga, we going off a gay nigga. We gotta talk shit about him too. Cause him be on some wild shit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the devil from Cow and Chickens. I ain't never saw a nigga walk around with his ass out that much. If we being real, truth be motherfucking told. All right. Optimus Prime from Transformers, just because of the speeches. Specifically, those speeches have Morgan Freeman written all over them.
He gave the Black Father speech.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that makes sense. There's a reason why Shia LaBeouf, now it makes sense how after Shia LaBeouf played in Transformers, he became extremely woke.
Facts.
And wanted to be a rapper and shit. He got one of them Optimus Prime talking tools.
Now, little nigga. Hey, Bugs and Lola, Bunny. Bugs by himself, no, but Lola Bunny, I could definitely see her being black. Just because of the crossover.
These are cartoons. Now, let's try to think of some more real ones, if you don't mind. Now, let's just a few good cartoons that's still on that list.
Now, the other one was the fish from Shark, the female fish Lola from Shark Tale.
I see that one. I can see that one. Well, all the fishes from Shark Tale, don't just put it on the female.
Yeah, nigga, we know Will Smith is black here.
But let's be honest, the jellyfish as well. The shark was the geeky ass white boy that had never been to the hood. As soon as he came, he realized the nigga fish was cool, and then they got the vibe down. And he had to protect them because his old mafia ass, racist ass mafia family was trying to impose on the fish. It's the reason why at the end of the movie they start playing "Working at the Car Wash." Whoa, 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 whoa. If that was a white movie, it would have been "It's the best day ever." All the fish in Shark Tale were black.
Okay.
Shark Tale is a movie about a white man. It's about a white guy discovering.
Ooh, I'm not gonna get into this one.
Huh?
I'm not gonna get into this one.
What's that?
Nigga, John Wayne played Genghis Khan.
Nah, we gonna stay away from that one. We can stay.
No, we can, but I'm going down a list of 25 minority characters that were whitewashed by Hollywood. Oh shit!
All right, yeah, send me the link to that one. I gotta look at that one myself.
I got you, dude.
I got to see this madness.
Oh shit! I got you. Oh goddamn, nigga! Some of these is fucked up. Definitely the Genghis Khan one being on what's his name?
John Wayne.
Yeah, nigga, that's the one.
See, what's his name from The Godfather?
Marlon Brando.
He played an Asian man.
He sure did. It's on the list.
And they took it to the extreme with him. It wasn't even just, oh, no, he just gonna be Asian. Nah, they made his eyes monoliths, and they made his teeth all big and shit. They really went out. They made
nigga Mickey, yellow. Nigga, Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's, dog.
I ain't never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's. Forgive me, my brother.
Woo, shit, boy. Ooh, goddamn, boy, that's racist. That's racism. Ooh.
What, because I ain't seen it?
Nah, nigga, if you know, you know why I said that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, fuck. Maria and West Side Story, portrayed by Natalie Wood.
Everybody in West Side Story. Honestly, I think the whole. I think both of them were supposed to be like Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
I know I ain't tripping. Hey, it was supposed to be Hispanic type of story.
Cleopatra, Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a black girl. Definitely wasn't supposed to be white. I ain't gonna say it wasn't supposed to be black or not. Doesn't look, but. Let's be honest, it really was, but I wouldn't have been mad if they would have put a Arabian in her place or something.
Boy.
Man, these pictures not loading for me, son. It's kind
of... Oh, no. Nah, they took this shit down.
Oh, I know why. I know.
Boy.
It been Olsen 30 days and 30 nights. Now, that's recent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to see what that was. Give him some more, man.
Nigga, Aang should have been Asian.
Oh, for real? Oh, that's a fact.
Said Captain Nemo. James, that's 1954. Nobody give a fuck about this shit. Oh, they shout out to the 1966 Batman for making Catwoman Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, shout out to them. Hey, where you see that one at?
Oh, no, that just popped up.
It popped up on the same list?
No, different website.
Okay.
Shit,
fucking. Katniss Everdeen?
Should have been black.
In the book, she's described as non-white. Damn, in the book, she's described as deliberately non-white with dark skin and dark olive skin.
Yep.
God damn, in the book, she was just... Oh, nah, they wild. I ain't know in the book she was described
nigga,
like
that. Nigga, we read this shit in ninth grade. Nigga, we didn't give a fuck about this shit. Because we had a white English teacher.
Lord, anyone about it. It always amazes me, like, when they deliberately make someone... white that wasn't like was written as like darker skin. That always amazes me. It's like my head, like really? Ooh, and imagine, bro, they would have put. Ooh, they knew what they did with this shit because they would have made a.
Man, 10 movies with black people actually get to be the main.
If they would, yeah. If they would have made a young black girl, and they star in those.
Now, can you imagine Coco Jones with the arrow, nigga?
Who's?
Or Zoe Kravitz.
And that's how it was supposed to be. Nah, it couldn't have been Zoe Kravitz. They were keeping it.
She looks young enough here.
Dark olive skin is what the book described as.
Yeah, Zendaya here, we gonna make her not dark olive skin. Fuck. Hey, no.
Coco Jones was right.
What's the model that we did? Lupia. Lupia would have been a good one. Yes.
Ooh. Hey, Issa Rae.
Nah.
It's not comedy, but. She would have did it if it was comedy. I don't think she's a good dramatic actor, but comedy she would have did.
Oh gosh, it'd been funny as hell to watch her as the little sister.
Shit, man.
This been a good bonus though.
Hell yeah.
But nah, shout out to the niggas making good ass shit. I'm telling you.
Keep that shit.
Next movie, ain't gonna let next time you the abusive black father, get Carlos Miller for it. Now, real shit, think about that. Carlos Miller insulting the fuck out of the main character the whole movie. Not even being funny, nigga, like disrespectful.
Like a dramatic role. Yeah. Like on some Deacon Precious type shit.
Remember T.C. Carson and Black Lightning, how good he was at being a bad father?
Uh-huh.
That type shit.
Bit.
Like, I hate this nigga, but damn, that was kind of funny, dude. I can play football, too. No, you can't, nigga.
Hey, man, this is another episode, another installment of Proudest of Public School.
Oh shit! I done pissed Roost off. It's over with.
Nah, I don't want to.
The shit was funny, nigga. The shit was funny. Yeah, shout out to Carlos Miller. He'd be the greatest on-screen abusive father ever. What, did I just catch you trying to be shit? Who the fuck told you you can go fuck with them?
If Carlos gonna be the shit father, Chico gotta be the crackhead father. Let him keep his hairline how it is now.
Hey, don't change shit. Make DC the youth pastor.
Hey, that come in and try to say the day for both of their children. Oh man, we just thought of
on God, nigga. Have Clay English be the youth leader, and have DC be the friend of the child, the older friend that gets him in all the trouble.
Because
DC have all three members, three of the more affluent members of the 85 South show. Negative influences.
But the only reason I don't want to put DC in that role, I agree with your first role, because it's too obvious to put DC in that type of role. And we know out of all of them, DC does have the best acting chops.
He does.
Because he has experience in acting. So we don't know that, but as of right now, that's how it looks, right?
Man.
If you put him in, I mean, this is your first option. I'm going with you, my brother.
I'm giving myself options, nigga. Cause
if you do put DC in there, you pass the role, and we know how good of an actor he is already. Just imagine the emotional scenes he could pull out of those other guys, because he has to be friends with, because they both have sons, right? Have to be friends with both of their sons. They have to like struggle with trying to lead them in the right direction.
True. I ain't gonna lie, man. I can imagine the breakdown between him and Carlos Miller on some shit like that. Like, man, you see the turmoil this son in, man. The bruises on him, man. He goes through enough out there in that world. Why you gotta be hard on him and him? Cause if I ain't hard on him and him, he can't survive this. He damn sure ain't gonna survive out there. How dare you tell me how to raise that boy? How dare you?
Let DC keep his tattoos so he can be like a reformed man, whatever.
Yeah. Yes. And how Carlos tell him, I'm the only, whatever, I want him to be able to handle, be better than me. That's why I'm damn the way I am. I ain't shit, and I want him to be better than me. I set the bar so low so he has no choice but to be better than me.
How? If we bring in Clayton in there, have Clayton be the teacher at school that both of the boys just have like a class in common with, right? But he like the teacher that everybody see as the, he's not quite a mentor, but he's like the teacher that everyone cool with. So he gets in touch with DC on fly and tells him like what's going on with these kids at home type shit. Like he the concerned teacher. My nigga, should I start writing this shit? Hey,
nigga,
I knew
the ideas you executed.
Hey, that's it. Hey, I come with ideas too, man. Hey, we contribute both with everything. We produce and we co-producers on this shit, you understand? And co-directors. Everything 50-50 down the middle. You feel me? Ain't no one man greater than the other when it comes to this shit.
Hell nah, nigga, but as a crew, we damn near undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
We come together like butt cheeks and become the shit.
Also, have you seen that Black Adam trailer? That shit look like it's gonna be low-key lit.
I ain't seen it, but I will watch it.
Yeah, yeah, they did a good job casting The Rock it looks low-key lit, but my only thing is, and it looks like too, you got a glimpse of a lot of different characters in there. I think this Black Adam movie, they're gonna have him try to tie in a bunch of other DC superheroes. They're gonna use this one as a projector to get the DC universe up in Adams. You hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, cause watch the movie and you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, you'll see
five. Oh, hell no. I automatically don't fuck with you.
Why?
You You got Apollo, you got The Rock playing the man with the almighty power of Egyptian gods. No. No, 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 no. Fuck no. No. Nigga, The Rock is...
Hold on. That's Shazam. Black Adam is an anti-hero. He doesn't necessarily have the power of almighty Egyptian gods. He just has some undescribable cosmic power that they don't know where it comes from.
Bro, I am reading the description of the movie right now.
Oh. Well, shoot. Go ahead. Give it to me. I thought Shazam was the one that had the power of the Egyptian gods. It is. Nah, Shazam was like the Roman god. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then the 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the almighty power of Egyptian gods and imprisoned just as quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world.
But why you ain't fucking with it though?
Nigga, cause there's so many other young. You could build a whole other young black action star. There's no need. The Rock has no need for this role. The Rock has been Luke Hobbs, the Scorpion King, Race to Witch Mountain, Joe Kingman.
Jumanji.
Like, nigga, think about all the shit this nigga is in. That could have been somebody else black, but he's only in it because The Rock. His name is The Rock. Think about it.
Hollywood's highest grossing actor.
Hollywood's new top nigga.
Hey. You ain't wrong, my nigga.
Shit.
You ain't wrong, my nigga. Check out the trailer, though. The trailer do look
good. I am. I'm going to check it out. I agree with you. I'm glad you just feel what I'm saying when I say this shit.
Yeah, I feel you, because that's the point I always come up with when we talking about these older art actors and shit. So I'm a hypocrite if I don't agree with you. So I mean, I agree with you for sure.
I know, nigga, but at the same time, I want to be excited for the movie and the fact that that character is being represented and representing a piece of our black culture. But
I'm not fucking with the movie because of The Rock. I'm fucking with the movie because, like I said, it looks like they're introducing the rest of the DC Cinematic Universe. So you're going to see what I'm talking about when you watch the trailer, and you're going to see like the different characters that they have in their trailer.
I will definitely check it out, my brother.
You're going to be like, oh, man, they're going to have this nigga in. So you're going to see how... You're going to know that they're going to be introducing different heroes into this. So it's not even going to be like how Venom was. Like, it was just a standalone movie. Now they introducing people with this one,
nigga,
too.
If they get Tom Hardy to be Venom in the Marvel Universe, boy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what's it called? Be Cletus Cassidy? Woody Harrelson? Boy. Hey, man, I only got one. Let's talk. Can we talk about the DC Cinematic Universe real quick?
Go ahead.
Man, I only got one problem recently with it now, because they trying, but, bro, if you're going to get a Flash for the movies, you got to get the dude from CW's Flash.
Yeah.
The movie Flash, bro.
Yeah.
He is the Flash. Down to the way he looks. Down to the facial expressions.
Do you want to know who gonna be some of the appearances in this Black Adam one, as far as the heroes, or you want to watch it and see for yourself?
I don't want to watch it. See, let me tell me some stuff, man. Tell me some stuff.
All right, just know it's gonna be a Hawk person in there. I'm not gonna tell you which one it is, but one of the Hawk people gonna be in there. It's gonna be two other Justice League members in that movie as well. I'm not gonna tell you who, but it's gonna be two of them in that movie as well. I think one of them is only shown in the trailer though, but it's gonna be another one in there because I'm looking at the cast list. Hell yeah!
Hey, man, all I can say is shit. Let's get it going. Let's do it. If we're gonna do it, let's do it right. Do this, let's do it the right way. Make this shit, man. I believe in it. I believe, nigga, if you stick to the source material on the comic, look at it, it can't go wrong. Let's just be positive with it. Let's just be positive with it.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot, man. Shoot, all right, bro. Shoot, man. This is another episode of Positive Focus School Education Podcast.
Hey, man, we fucks with y'all, and we appreciate y'all listening to this on extra 50 fucking minutes. Man, get the fuck out of my face.